see, here I am, a little over 24 hours removed from watching the slap heard around the world when it comes to the Oscars. And it's been a scenario of talking to people, because unfortunately with us in America, in our society, we put celebrities on a pedestal. We look up to them. We idolize them. We enjoy them entertaining us and letting us into their world and allowing to feel like we can connect with them, even though we don't know them, even though we'll probably never meet them. You know, that's how I feel. Excuse me. That's how I feel about certain celebrities, that I know that if I was to meet, I'm like, okay, you know, I don't want to meet Bill Burr. I don't want to meet Michael Jordan. I don't want to meet certain guys, because you can just tell that, like, even a guy like I love Dice Clay. All right. But anyway, I don't know why I'm ranting. But my whole point was talking about the feedback, in my opinion, about the situation that happened at the Oscars. And it was Chris Rock telling a joke, a comedian, a very famous comedian. I mean, he's famous enough to be able to do the Oscars and host it. So for him to do the joke that he did, and I'm sure that people who listen to this will understand that. I may even put the clip in the beginning. I don't even know. It's so uncomfortable. It's cringeworthy. It's like, damn. Because my first reaction was, why did you have to do that? Like, why did you feel that you had to address that joke in front of everybody on live television during the award show? And I understand, like, this is the weird thing that I don't understand about Will Smith. It's that Will Smith claims to be an actor. Will Smith, if you look to his page on Instagram, you could tell that he's a person that loves comedy. And he talks about the therapy that comedy provides, right? And for him to, I guess, get in the space that he got in, it just sheds light on something possibly deeper going on within that marriage. And that's not for any of us to know. And that's fine and dandy. But I think that was, there was a boiling point of what happened. And I think, you know, when I was reading the comments, when it was happening in the moment, it was like, fuck yeah, you know, defend your wife. Fuck yeah. You know, fucking jokes ain't funny kind of shit. And I'm saying to myself, wow, this guy, Will Smith, is 53 fucking years old. He's been a celebrity for a long fucking time. Long fucking time. I want to talk about 88. I mean, this guy's almost, you know, even longer probably. But this guy's been in the spotlight. I'm sure he's been heckled. I'm sure he's been baited. I remember that one time when he was doing a movie press, and somebody, it was a, I don't know what part of it, the guy came up to kiss him. He was like, fuck off me. Pushed him off like, fuck you. What the fuck you doing? So, you know that a person of his stature has dealt with so much shit from everyone. And for him to snap in that moment to defend his wife's honor, it's like, come on, man. Like, that's, I was talking to my partner about this. I was telling her that I know if it was me, if it was Minnow, big celebrity, and Chris Rock makes a joke about my wife, not knowing that she was dealing with a genetic disorder or disease that made her lose her hair. Okay. I'd probably laugh. I'll see my wife and she's hurting, and I'm like, I changed my tone, but I will keep my composure at that time. And the first thing I would have done is after the break is like, hey, I need to see Chris Rock after the show. I need to see Chris Rock after the show. Like, I need to go see him, and I need to explain to this man why I'm feeling a certain way about it. And I think that's how you go about doing it, especially at that stage. You're not in fucking middle school cafeteria and someone talking shit to you across the way, and then you're going to go ahead and lay hands on them right away. It's not. You're a grown fucking man in an award show, a prestigious award show that the whole world is watching. And to get caught up in what your wife's pain was in over a joke. And I would have been like, baby, I'm going to handle this after the award show. Heck, I would have talked to Chris Rock, and then Chris Rock was like, fuck you, I ain't apologizing or I ain't doing shit. I would have smacked him. Then that's cool. I've had guys come up to me before, like where I've talked to their women disrespectfully at the club, and they come up and, hey, man, you disrespected her. She was with me. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I apologize. You're right. I didn't know that. Right? Like, you got to be able to do it in the right place in the right time. And then look at the context. I always tell this to people, the intent in what you say. Like, a lot of things that I say can be off the wall, but what is the intent? The intent is to be honest. The intent is not to hurt you. The intent is not, for the most part, I'm trying to speak from an honest place. It may be my truth. It may not be your truth, but there isn't any, I'm not having any vitriol or any negative feelings towards it. I'm not saying that I've had a podcast here and there that I'm just lashing out at people. No doubt about it, right? But I'm just saying in general, as a person, when we talk, we got to know the intent of what the person is saying. So in this case in point, when Chris Rock was, the intent was to tell a fucking joke, then you would understand that it wasn't meant to attack her and her disease and the pain that she sees, and you see Will Smith behind closed doors and having to stand up for a person that probably didn't even know and was just trying to get a funny reaction out of it. I'll never comprehend the people, but like I said, the times have changed so drastically. I was telling this to a friend. We just got off the phone, and I was telling him, look, you remember there was a time where Republicans would bash rap music and they would bash all these different things. And now look at it now. Now who's defending free speech? Now who's allowing everyone to be anyone, right? It's the Republicans. It's just totally switched. Now the Democrats become from ACLU and representing anyone, whether you were a racist, whether you were whatever marginalized group you were always protected by the Democrats. Not anymore now. Now it's like, if you don't like gays, you're fucking homophobic. If you don't, you know, like all these different things, extremes, that we have to pick one side or the other. And there's so much nuance in life. There's so much nuance in the way we live and situations in life. But going back to the whole Will Smith thing, I can understand his pain. Meaning that he was, even though he was laughing at the fucking joke, he saw his wife and he loves his wife. And seeing her in pain, seeing her not being happy, caused him to react the way he did. I can understand. I think as a man, many other men will understand that fighting for your woman's honor is something that is not it's not far-fetched idea. So when you're in this position of, I guess, your woman being attacked, you got to understand the big picture. Then you got to be like, okay, is this person, I'm going to go talk. I already told you my reaction. I'm going to go talk to the person, so tell them what I had to say, and that's that. But then let's just say he decides the next night at his venue to talk shit about the joke again, then I'm going to confront him that second time and smack him, because we already had this conversation. We already had this conversation. I thought you were sympathetic. I thought we understood. But for him, for Will Smith to take the liberty to go ahead during a live show, disrespect somebody, smack him in the face, and then start yelling at him, don't fucking talk about my wife. I don't give a fuck. And it made everyone feel awkward in a celebratory moment, or I should say event. Come on, like, you know, you gotta do a little bit smarter than that, especially when, like I said earlier, you already been through that gauntlet of being heckled. You go places people heckle you, right? And I don't know if it had to do a lot with them, you know what I mean, them is him and his wife Jada Pinkett Smith, if he's feeling the blowback of being too transparent to their life and to the way they've been, right? I mean, we don't know. We don't fucking know. I mean, but I could tell that everyone that knows something about life knows that there's something more going on there. Something snapped him to be the way he was. And of course, he apologized. Of course, he came out in deep remorse and regret. He ended up winning an Academy that night. And, you know, I was listening to Jim Carrey, and I think Jim Carrey had the best response, which I think resonates with people, is the fact that he would have sued Will Smith for like $200 million. He should have been escorted out of the Oscars because that video is never going to go away, right? And I understand that sentiment because many of us can understand if we acted out of school like that, it's not justifiable. Like there's a few things that are justifiable in our society. I think, like I said, when I talked about earlier, Will Smith, when that guy tried to kiss him in public, you know, you're invading personal space. That's like me going up to a girl that I find hot and I just want to go up to her and walk. And, you know, if she wants to smack me or punch me, then I deserve anything I get because you're interfering or invading their personal space. So I get certain things. I get certain reactions, right? Like when you have a guy that's scared and a guy pops out of a garbage can and the guy punches him. Yeah, that's a reaction. That's a natural, spontaneous reaction that we don't have to be ashamed of. But this was one where he could have kept his cool. He could have just said to his wife, hey, baby, I'm going to talk to Chris about it after the show. We're going to keep it going. My apologies. You know, like I would do commercial break. My apologies. I got you. And we'll go from there. But he must be in the doghouse. He must, you know, Jada runs the show over there. And that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that there's something going on where he's not truly happy. He's not getting, you know, there's something going on there, especially after that entanglement happened, where you could tell Will Smith wasn't all there happy about it, right? I mean, it's like, and I've dated women that are in open marriages and polyamorous relationships in the past where their husbands had to go along. It was the women that wanted to have a polyamorous or open marriages because it was either that or divorce. And the guy was saying, nope, I'm not divorcing you. You fucking stuck with me. And the woman tells the guy, well, listen, if you're going to have me stay with you, I'm going to go see other people. I'm not going to leave you legally, but I'm going to get my rocks off or do what I need to do because you haven't been providing this for me. And I've been that guy on the other end. I've been that entanglement. I mean, but not an entanglement because the husbands have known. But you could tell that the husbands were not fully on board with that. So I get when I see I sympathize with Smith on that sense because I think his marriage was one where I remember hearing him talking about how he wanted like there was nothing that was going to happen in the marriage that was going to force him to divorce. That was his mindset. Like, you know, we're going to figure anything out. We got this shit, right? And I think that when you put yourself in that corner of no matter what happens, I'm still going to stay married. And you're going to, if there's enough changes in the people in the marriage, then you're not going to be happy. There's going to be more unhappiness than happiness because what people like that are doing, they're dying on the sword of, but we're married for so many years. We've been together for so many years. But as we all know, when marriages like that long happen, it's never been a perfect ride. It's never been a perfect ride. So at the end, you know, the person that I lament the most is Chris Rock. Chris Rock was out there telling a joke. Chris Rock didn't know his wife had alopecia. He was doing what comedians do. And have you seen Ricky Gervais in his Oscars? I've seen other comedians doing some crazy shit. And I guess for me, he held his composure. He got smacked on live television off a joke. And he kept cool. He was like, you know, no big deal. We're going to keep it going. And it was a very disappointing thing. I talked to a buddy of mine. He said, man, I'm done with Will Smith after that scenario. Because it's true. I mean, it's like, imagine, I'll leave with this. Imagine like a law enforcement officer snapping because someone was making jokes about his dead wife and beats up the guy. That still doesn't make it right. Like that officer, he has to endure that kind of feedback from people because you're the bigger person. Like that's what we're taught in society. And I get that. That's why I don't get bent out of shape about racism. That's why I don't get bent out of shape about a lot of things that are politically incorrect to say because I think we all have to have that free speech to speak our minds, whether it's accurate or not. It's your truth. It's what you feel. And we can have a conversation about it if we were trying to hammer things out. But, you know, you shouldn't be slapped, or especially in the form of an entertainment. Will Smith, Chris Rock is a fellow comedian. You love comedy. You understand the intent. Maybe you need to explain that to your fucking wife that doesn't have a funny bone in her body. You know, that's the shit that I don't understand. I never will. About people that, I'm not saying you, listen, I used to be a talk guy that hated comedy. Not hated comedy, but I didn't pay attention because I wasn't trying to laugh for a long time in life. And when I found the therapy and laughing and making fun of yourself and having fun at your own expense and being able to talk openly and freely about the things that make you a deplorable human being, and then calling this shit out that other people do, it's like, wow, this is exactly, you feel liberated, you feel free. So, but Chris Rock, I hope that from what I've read, he is his tour dates, he has a tour going on, shit's been popping as far as the sales. I hope that Netflix comes in and writes him a big ass fucking check. You know, all this good stuff, because he was the big one. She know my name like Alicia. She ride around with a freezer. She aim it right at your Caesar. Right at your Caesar. Right at my number, wouldn't wanna be.